outstanding previews on the Prep Running Nerd website, the Facebook pages. Oh my gosh, what a, and you got your first newsletter out as well, I see. But the previews are awesome. They're fun to read up on. You've outdone yourself, sir. Boy, it's a super looking preview to kick things off.
Well, I think the one thing about cross country is that there really are 8 distinct categories there, and so we have tried to go take a deep dive into every class for both boys and girls, and I think we've done a pretty good job of it. There's still a lot of rocks to be turned over, but we're excited. Every class, every gender has something special going on this year.
A lot of great meets coming up either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we're going to kick it off. Questions for you. Defending champions returning this year. There's a few back this year, isn't there?
Well, there are. So we've got 5 defending champs from 2021. Madison Seiler of Gary is a 2-time champ. She's coming back. Masudi Ejerso from South Sioux City is also back in Class B. And then perhaps the 2 most impressive returners are Keely Green from Arlington, who in her 4 months after she started running distance, she absolutely cooked the UNK course. And then Carson Necker from Hardyton, Newcastle is looking for his 4th state title in Class C. And then finally, we've got Jordan Arnes from Crofton. She's a junior, and she's looking for her 3rd Class D title. But let's not forget that there's also 2 previous champions that are back. Stella Miner won the Class A title in 2020 and then had to sit out last year because she transferred from Omaha Marion to Westside. And then Elena Vargas from Hastings-St. Cecilia won the Class D title in 2019 as a freshman. And then the last 2 years, of course, Jordan Arnes has won that title.
So we're going to be following those kids once again to see if they can repeat once again for next year. I know the Nebraska School Activities Association made some changes to classifications. They do that. It happens. Any impact on the cross-country world this year with that, Jay?
Well, the 2 big ones. One impacts your drawing area. So McCook has moved from Class B to Class C. They were awfully competitive in Class B, so it's going to be interesting to see what their impact is on C. In particular, I'm interested in watching Samantha Rodewald. So she's a McCook runner who was one of our co-favorites going into state last year, one of the most consistent runners in state, and just her only off race was at state. She finished 8th last year, but she's back in Class C, and I think she's going to be a huge factor. Class C also gains Platteview, moving from B to C. They were C 2 years ago, moved to B for a year, and now back to C. Olivia Lawrence finished 6th in Class B last year, so she's certainly going to make an impact. And then her teammate, A.J. Razzler, was a high finisher last year in Class B, and I would expect that he'll be in medal contention this year.
Now, freshman girls often make a big impact in cross country as well. Are there any athletes on your radar for this fall?
Well, there's 4 that we're really going to take a look at. Claire Karjalainen from Kearney High School. She won the state junior high cross country meet last fall. Should make an immediate impact. I've heard from some folks in Kearney that she's running with varsity and running well. So look for her to do something great. Kind of on the same parallel, Emma Stephenson from Waverly, she ran a 2:19 800-meter race in the spring. And just for comparisons, 2:17 was the winning time at state in Class B. She's also run a 5:35 mile, and would have been 12th place in Class B state. So we feel like Emma's going to have an immediate impact on Waverly and should be racking up some medals early on in the season. In Class C, Addie Strong from Douglas County West and Liston Crotty from Auburn were both in the top 10 in the state junior high cross country meet last October. Heard a lot of great things about them, and I think they are going to be particularly competitive in Class C. And then Cozad, which was returning a really strong team from last year, they could be adding as many as three freshmen who ran really well at the state junior high cross country meet. So it's going to be interesting to see how well they do in their team competition.
Injuries and injury prevention, a big story in cross country. Jay, are there any athletes who were injured last year who should be back to full strength and compete this season?
Yeah, we've picked on three, and these are all girls. But Madison Seiler from Garing, she broke her ankle playing basketball on July 1st of last year. Somehow went through this incredible rehab and was able to run a mile for the first time on September 8th. And then 45 days later, she won the Class B title. This year, she's healthy. She's had a good summer. And so she had some very high goals last year that she didn't quite hit all of them. And so we're interested to see if she's somebody who can go under 19 minutes this year. She's going to have a lot of competition in Class B, but we're interested to see what she can do. Story Rasby, you and I talked about during the track season. So she's from Sutherland. Her mom competed at Wyoming. And prior to the state track meet, she had the fastest Class C times in the 200, 400, and 800. But last cross-country season, after a nice debut race, she became injured and then didn't come back until the end of the year, finishing 26th at state. So we saw what she could do on the track when she was healthy, and we're really excited to see what might happen on the cross-country course. And then finally, Elena Vargas. We mentioned her earlier. She won the 2019 Class D title. She looked a little banged up all last year. She did not finish the state cross-country meet race, and I think I saw her not finish one other race, and we now know that she had a bad knee the entire year. She had a procedure on that knee over the summer that went really well, and so we're expecting her to be back to full strength this fall.
Jay, we know the state meet is still a couple of months away in Kearney, but are there any records that could be in jeopardy this year?
Well, there's two that we're really looking at, and I mentioned Carson Necker of Hardington Newcastle. He's a senior, and he's going for his fourth Class C title, which is impressive, but until I started doing our class previews, I didn't realize that no Nebraska boy has ever won four state cross-country titles. And, of course, Carson's a huge favorite to win another title. He won last year by over a minute, and I believe that his gap over the next top returner was 2 minutes. So, barring injury, Carson's probably going to be on that podium again. And I have to tell you, he's one of the nicest guys we've ever met, so we're definitely rooting for him. On the girls' side, there's a good chance that the all-class girls' state meet record's going to get knocked off again. The girls started running 5Ks back in 2013. Geraldine Poe from Lincoln North Star held that record for quite a while, and then Stella Miner broke it in 2020. Ellie Dahl broke it in 2021, and now we've got a hunch that J.C. Sievers is going to get a good chance of that record this year. Over the summer, she broke the unofficial state records for the mile and 2 mile at Nike Nationals, and she is just in great form and has been an absolute beast the last 6 months.
With so many strong runners returning this year, Jay, what class is the most difficult for you to predict?
Well, I would say that the Class A boys are the toughest one for us. So this was a relatively star-studded class of 2022. Over a dozen Class A boys are now running at Division I cross-country programs. We've lost the top four finishers from last year and eight of the 15 medalists. Doesn't mean that there's not a lot of great talent left in Class A. There certainly is. But, you know, we think there's as many as 10 boys who could be competing for the Class A title. We just released our rankings yesterday, the preseason rankings, and we've got Isaac Akoa from Norfolk ranked first in the preseason poll, but that margin between the top guys is very small. In terms of team predictions, there's just going to be some tight finishes at state. In fact, really the only two teams where we feel fairly confident about are the Norris girls in Class B and the Lincoln East girls in Class A. Now, we're not guaranteeing those wins. Anything can happen. Injuries happen, and you just never know who's going to step up from other teams. But they've got tremendous depth and some really top performers. But in the six other team competitions, I think you could flip a coin. There are so many good teams who have the potential to win a title that we just can't call that.
Going to be fun to watch over the course next couple of months. Jay, what has Prep Running Nerd folks been doing over the summer?
Well, we've been doing a lot of recruiting. So 2 years ago, this was pretty much a one-man show. I was doing this whenever I could. Last year, I picked up my two boys who were competing collegiately, and they kind of fit in time whenever they could. This summer, we called out for some volunteers, and so we have added seven new nerds for our team this year, and we've got three in Omaha, one in Elkhorn, one in Lincoln, and one in Fremont, but we've also added nerds in Gurley, which is just shy of Wyoming, in North Platte, Wood River, and O'Neill. So we mentioned that the first meets are this week. I think we counted upwards of 18 meets this weekend, and we're going to be at eight or nine of them. So we're excited. Before we expanded, that would have probably been two or three we had. So we're excited. We'll be out as far as Sutherland and Scotts Bluff this weekend.
And, of course, you got a lot of different areas. You can find all the results, pictures, all your newsletters, that information about high school cross country. You're all over the place, aren't you?
Yeah, we sure are. So we've got our website, PrepRunningNerd.com, where we post a lot of those things. We also are on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram, so with the Prep Running Nerd moniker. So you can find us in a lot of different places, and we're going to continue to post and try to cover high school cross country as well as we can.
It's always great to catch up with you, Jay, and looking forward to a great cross country season. And it's going to be a hot one this first couple of days. Hopefully Mother Nature can maybe give these runners a break here in the weeks to come.
I sure hope so, and good luck to you. I know you've got a cross-country runner in the family, so excited to see how your boy does this